Hiya, Gran.
Oh, is it that time already?
What time?
The conscience visit time. I'm in a home, you feel guilty and visit with a little gift.
No, I thought I'd just pop in.
And you brought?
Some biscuits.
What sort?
Ginger nuts.
Ginger nuts? Why didn't you just bring a sledgehammer and smash my teeth in for me? It'd be quicker. Not that I want to sound ungrateful.
That does sound a bit ungrateful.
Prince Charles Duchy biscuits, that's what I like. He may be a half-Greek inbred elitist throwback, but you have to admit the man makes a blinding okay. Any road, how are you?
Oh, you know.
You want to try walking a mile in my shoes? I wish I could.
You can.
What, and have me invalidity snatched back quicker than you could say big society? Anyway, face like a slapped arse, what's up with you again?
Usual, I'm getting divorced, I'm staying in my father-in-law's spare room, the wife's taking me to the cleaners, and I have to see her every day because she reads the news on my radio show.
Oh, does she? I haven't been listening.
Thanks for your support.
Well, afternoons are busy. I like my nap, and then it's horse racing. And then I flick over for escape to the country. I love that. Reminds me of when I was evacuated.
In the war?
No, when I got dry rot in the loft. Of course in the war, you lemon. How is Tanya? Lovely girl. I haven't seen her for ages.
I wish I could say the same. I've been stuck with her all week. I'm trying to get Justin Jr. into a new school.
That's your trouble, Justin. You never just let things be, do you? You're always stirring it. What was wrong with his old one?
It's a junior school and he's in the final year. He's got to leave.
So what happened?
It all started as usual, waking up at Ray's.
Everyone Quite Likes Justin by Justin Morehouse and Jim Poyser.
All aboard!
What time is it?
Need you ask?
Ladies and gentlemen, the train on platform 6 is the 0741 service to Basingstoke, calling at Farnborough and Aldershot.
Do we have to go through this every morning? It's a train set.
I can't just cancel trains, Justin, can I? The Rail Regulatory Authority would have me guts for garters. All aboard!
You live in a fantasy world, Ray, don't you?
Fantasy, maybe, but at least the trains run on time.
They said that about Mussolini. Right, let's embrace the day.
You've got no clothes on there, Justin.
Sorry, am I making you uncomfortable?
Well, it's flapping about a bit. You nearly derailed the 726 from Cardiff.
It beats the wrong kind of leaves. Mind you, it's been some time since it's seen a tunnel, if you know what I mean.
OK.
You are uncomfortable.
Well, you know, it's been in close proximity with my only daughter.
Not for many years.
You only separated a year ago.
Like I said, years. It wasn't for the lack of asking, mind you. Pestering, begging, really.
12 months since you and Tanya called it a day. 12 long months since you asked if you could stay for a couple of nights.
What are you getting at, Ray?
Nothing. It's just when I said at your wedding I'm not losing a daughter but gaining a son.
It's almost like you don't want me here.
It's not.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's not almost like... It is, like. In fact, it is.
Why would you want me to move out?
I want to upgrade the West Coast Main Line and your bed's in the way.
What's this all about, Ray?
You should be living with my daughter, not my daughter's father. That's me, by the way.
Ray, we've enjoyed our time together. We have our chats. Who else have you got to talk to?
National Rail Inquiries.
You know, they'd be charging you a premium rate if they knew you were getting aroused.
You think it's all lost. But I reckon you are wrong.
You reckon this country hasn't been the same since we lost steam trains?
Well, I reckon you could have Tanya back, like that.
By clicking my fingers? I'm not Paul Daniels.
Do you still like her?
Yeah.
Well?
Well, that's where me and Daniels agree. I like her, but not a lot.
She called before about Justin Jr.
Yeah, me and her apparently need to talk about which school we're sending him to.
Big school, eh?
Yeah, I can't believe it. He's growing up fast. Soon he'll be out in the big wide world on his own, standing on his own 2 feet.
I wish his dad had tried that. Oh, put some clothes on, will you?
in.
Tanya, did you want me?
Suppose I did at one point, maybe early on in the marriage.
First few years are always the sweetest.
I was thinking more weeks. Right, about Justin Jr. in school.
Yes, what's happening?
I've got a meeting at St. Ambrose's.
St. Ambrose's? Catholics?
And? We are Catholics.
Hardly. Last time I went to confession, it was about wetting myself at school.
Yeah, I think the less we say about last year's parents' evening, the better.
It wasn't my fault. Them chairs are really small and I got cramp.
Good job they weren't any bigger. At least you didn't have far to fall when your legs gave way.
I trapped a nerve.
Trapped your backside, more like.
When are we going to the meeting?
We aren't. I am. I can't face the embarrassment.
It's a different school. No one will know.
Same parents will be around. Couple of them needed counselling seeing you writhing on the floor, plastic chair stuck to your bum moaning, I've wet myself.
Not my best day, I'll admit, but I need to be there. Give you moral support.
No, you aren't good under these circumstances. You can't cope with authority. You don't know how to react.
I do. Panic.
And say the wrong thing.
That's true. I do remember once being in church and blurting the wrong thing out.
What did you say?
I do.
Very funny. Well, it doesn't matter now we've split up.
Hey, we can't be telling them we're getting divorced. They don't believe in it. We'll have to pretend we're still together.
I'm not pretending anything.
Oh, come on. We'll have to pretend we're a happy, happy couple, full of joy as our child embarks on a strict Catholic education. It'll be fun.
I'm not sure. It wasn't fun when we were really together.
Who do we have to see anyway?
The head.
And is this head particularly devout? What's he called?
Father Declan O'Flaherty. Parish priest.
Father Declan O'Flaherty. He couldn't sound more Irish. He was called Paddy, to be sure, or Leprechaun.
So it'll be very nice, I'm sure.
I'm sure he will be. Well, listen, when we're with him, let's just be affectionate.
How do you mean?
You know, hold hands.
With a priest?
No, I mean with each other.
No, I can't touch you.
Well, just throw me the odd friendly glance.
I don't mind looking at you, but friendly might be a push.
Well, just don't look at me like you hate me.
How about a compromise? I'll just stare at you blankly now and then.
It's a start, I suppose.
Look, you just keep it short and let me do the talking. Don't panic and burst out with your usual rubbish.
I won't, and I'll make sure I go to the toilet first as well.
Morning, Justin.
Morning, Bryn, my little Welsh druid. Good weekend.
Amazing. Rocked it out like a madden. Mental.
Where did you go?
The plough.
The plough? It's a carvery.
More than a carvery, mate. It's got 11 guest ales. Play your cards right on Tuesdays. And this weekend, the finest Will Young tribute act I've ever seen.
I saw that poster. Was he really called Well Hung?
More of a stripper than a singer. Still, mental.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Right, coffee?
Wondered when you'd be off to that cafe.
I don't know what you mean. I just like lattes.
You'll end up looking like a latte if you carry on, like my Uncle Terry.
Your Uncle Terry looks like a latte?
Yeah, he has a slight tan and white curly hair.
Really?
Yes, in fact, sometimes we sprinkle chocolate powder on his head.
That's wrong.
Demeaning?
No, just wrong. Chocolate only goes on a cappuccino.
You can't fool me, by the way. You're hoping that girl from the estate agents will be in there.
Oh, you mean Lisa? Does she go in there?
Lisa, that's it. Don't be daft, mate. I've seen how you go when you're around her, all soppy.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. And that soft voice.
What soft voice?
That. Don't be like that around her. People will think she's your carer.
Hey, I'm not taking advice from you. You're not exactly fighting them off.
Not you, no. City girls are all sophisticated and have weird ways.
As opposed to the girls in your village, I suppose.
It's more old-fashioned back home. You have to buy girls things, little gifts and that. Woo them.
What sort of gift did you get them?
Well, there's not a great selection in the village shop, to be honest. I mean, a jar of pickled gherkins isn't the most romantic of gestures.
I suppose not.
Especially when you're Eastern European. Pickled vegetables aren't exactly that exotic.
Eastern European?
Yeah, Zorana and Brozka. I ended up just giving them the cash. Then they could get what they wanted with it at a later date.
I think I'm getting the idea.
All I'm saying is, when you're with Lisa, don't do that silly, needy voice.
You're right. I'm going to play it cool like De Niro. Cool. De Niro.
Yeah, De Niro. Who's De Niro?
Oh, hiya, Justin. Having a coffee?
You were talking to me?
Justin?
Because I'm the only one I see here.
Right, yeah, it's nasty weather, isn't it?
You know, someday a real rain will come and wash the scum off the streets.
Oh, whatever. I obviously got the wrong impression.
What impression did you get?
Well, we just always seem to both come in here at this time.
What? 10:48? Unless it's a Monday and then you have that meeting, then it's later around 11:33. Can't say I'd noticed.
Yeah, and you always have that daft look on your face.
What look?
The one where you look like you're just about to ask me out, that or you need a wee.
Well, the chairs in here are very low, to be fair.
Right, well, it's a shame, because I was going to see if you were free for this thing I'm invited to tonight.
Might be, might not be. I don't like to plan ahead. If the heat is around the corner, I need to be able to move.
Oh, just forget it.
Yeah, see you around. Oh, balls.
Come in, Mr. and Mrs. Morehouse. I'm Father Declan O'Flaherty. I'm the headmaster here.
Top of the morning to you.
Justin.
Yes, hello. I haven't seen you locally at Mass, have I? And I never forget a face.
Oh, I go to another Mass with my mum. She's ill, can't travel far.
Where do you go?
St. Bernadette's.
Oh, lovely. Father Delaney's flock. And you, Dad?
St. Bernadette's as well, or St. Colleen's sometimes.
St. Colleen's.
What are you on about?
I panicked. I just picked another Nolan sister.
So what can I tell you? We're a Catholic school. That said, we're a pretty laid-back bunch on most things.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Good, yeah, yeah. Well, just for argument's sake, hypothetically, where'd you stand on, say, divorce? I don't mean us personally.
Shut up.
I think our view is progressive.
Good. Progressive.
Yes. Basically, if you get divorced, you progress straight to hell. It's as simple as that. And we kick your kids out of the school onto the street as well.
Really?
Only kidding. But I can tell you two are very happy.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. I mean... Marriage, it's hard, isn't it? But it's all about persevering, isn't that right, Tanya?
Yeah, yeah, big time.
Never quit it, never throwing in the towel, eh, Tanya?
Justin.
So you're on the radio, I see. I love the radio. Radio 2, I love that. Not as much since Sir Terry left.
No, he was one of the greats, a friend to everyone.
Yes. Did you know him?
No.
Not exactly a friend to everyone, then. And which station are you on?
Well, we both are. She does the news, Light FM.
Light FM. It's not ringing any bells.
Oh, you must have seen the building. We're by the canal on the end of Deansgate.
No, don't think I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, it's very popular. 96.2 Light FM.
Never heard that. And you're sure you're not making it up?
Yeah, because... Clearly then, using your logic, Father, if you've never seen something or heard it, then it can't exist.
Shut up!
But hey, we're one big, happy family here. It's all about community. In fact, it's lucky you came today.
Oh, why's that?
Well, we have a very active PTA here, and it just so happens we're having a big old PTA knees up tonight.
Oh, great!
Yeah, one of our governors, Tony Mancini, is hosting it.
His house?
No, he's opening a big new restaurant in town, Mancini's. And we're all going down there tonight for the lunch.
Brilliant. Will there be nuns?
Justin! Sorry, Father.
We'd like to meet prospective parents in a social context. Be a chance to get to know each other better. Couple like you, married couple, solid, pillars of the community.
Yeah, that's us, but...
We really would take it badly if you didn't come.
We'll be there, won't we, Justin?
To be sure.
Run this by me again. Since you separated from Tanya, you've not been on a date in nearly a year. And tonight you're going on a date with Tanya.
Yes.
Your ex-wife.
Yes.
And not with Lisa, the girl you've been trying to get a date with for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, I think I might have looked a gift horse in the mouth.
You should never do that. Unless you're the gift horse's dentist, I suppose. Do horses have dentists?
What am I going to do?
You could go down the offering her money for sex route, I suppose.
Yeah, that's sure to end dearer to me.
You'll just have to apologise.
And you're going to say that? She'll just think I'm wishy-washy. One of the first things she ever said to me was, I like decisive men.
Yes, well, you are being decisive. You're deciding to completely change your mind.
Oh, well, it's worth a try, I suppose. Why is everything so complicated?
Life is full of questions. Like, why do they put a kettle in a travel lodge hotel room and make it impossible for it to fit under the tap in the bathroom? Why hasn't someone used X-ray goggles to win on Deal or No Deal?
Why haven't I murdered you yet? Hiya, Lisa.
Hiya.
You having a coffee?
What's it look like?
Looks like you're having a coffee.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
With them big eyes, like I'm Keith Harris and you're Orville.
I wish I could fly.
Oh, I think I preferred you when you were doing a rubbish Mr. Darcy.
It was Robert De Niro.
Whatever.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I panicked.
You panicked?
Yeah, I've not been on a date for a long time, and that's all. I mean, I really like you.
I know.
Is it obvious?
Well, you do come in here all the time, mooning after me, so I figured either you wanted to go out or you're a stalker. You're not a stalker, are you?
I'm too lazy to be a stalker. Do you know, you've really got to put the hours in. Anyway, if anyone's getting stalked around here, it's going to be me, you know, public figure, very common in my business.
Is it?
Yeah, people get obsessed with people here on the radio. It's like they know the DJ.
And has this happened to you?
Well, once I had this woman hanging around my house. She was going through my business, wanting to be with me all the time.
What happened?
We're getting divorced.
Yeah, very funny, though I heard different.
You heard what?
I heard that Tanya had you kicked out. She's the one in charge.
Who told you that?
A little bird.
Who?
That short girl who works on your reception.
Ah, sorry, you see, you can't call her that.
What?
A little bird. It's sexist and disablest. I think she's a dwarf.
No, it's just a phrase. I didn't mean anything. Anyway, what do you mean? You think she's a dwarf?
To be honest, I've never seen her come out from behind the desk. It might just be a low floor on her side.
Anyway, are you free tonight?
I might be.
Look, don't play hard to get again. Come to launch night with me. It's a work thing.
Yes, I will, Lisa, and I'll be the perfect date.
Lovely. Mancini's, it's called, Dale Street. I'll see you there at 8.
It's called what? Mancini's?
Yeah, 8 p.m. See you there.
Mancini's, but...
What's the problem?
Perhaps we could go somewhere tomorrow.
But it's the opening night tonight, though. Big party. I did the lease for him.
I'm just never sure about Italian restaurants.
What are you on about? They're the most popular kind of restaurant on earth.
I just got a big thing about Italian food. I'm intolerant.
Oh, what of? Wheat, nuts?
Parmesan.
Parmesan?
Yeah, it smells a sick, doesn't it?
Right, well, we'll don't have any then. Look, you've been trying to ask me out for weeks. Do you want to go on a date with me tonight or not, Justin? Well, do you?
Well, you can't go with both.
No.
And you can't go with one or the other.
No.
And you can't cancel.
No. So what can I do?
Fake your own death.
Fake my own death?
Bear with me. Think of the publicity. Local DJ in death horror. Be brilliant for the ratings of the show.
Except I won't be here.
No, you'll be in Rio or somewhere.
Yeah, brilliant. But just on the off chance I don't fake my own death and don't go to Brazil, Bryn, what would I do instead?
You could stand up to Tanya.
Yeah, very funny.
Why not?
You've seen how she reads the news. Tanya is scary. Tanya's so scary that even Tanya would be afraid to stand up to Tanya. That's how scary Tanya is.
So what are you going to do?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on a date with both of them. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that'll work. Can't see anything going wrong there at all.
Neither can I, my friend. I'll take Lisa there first, and then when Tanya arrives, sit her at the other end of the place and flip between the two. Easy.
No, not easy. Asking for trouble, isn't it? For a kick-off, you'll have to eat two meals.
Two free meals. Nightmare.
Wow, this place is enormous.
Good job.
What do you mean?
Lovely, I mean. It's nice and airy.
Good evening, sir, madam. Welcome. Where would you like to sit?
Oh, this table's nice, by the window.
The window? No, thank you very much. I'm not a gorilla in the zoo. Can we just go around this corner here?
It's a bit dingy, isn't it?
Yeah, this is technically the corridor, not the restaurant.
It's perfect, romantic, hidden away. Remember, stalkers? Besides, I don't want any distractions tonight. It's just you and me.
Oh, Mr. Romantic.
Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Bombastic. Who is it?
Shaggy. Oh, it's my wife, my ex.
You call her Shaggy?
She's more naggy than Shaggy.
Text you a lot, does she?
Only when she thinks up a new insult. Right, I'm just going to go to the toilet. I won't be a minute. You're early. You weren't supposed to be here for another hour.
How come you're here so early?
How come I'm here so... Well, I could throw that right back at you.
I got a lift with me dad.
Hiya, Justin.
What are you doing here?
I'm matey with one of the chefs. Gianluca, big Italian lad. He's in the steam restoration club I'm in. He's like a young Italian Fred Dibner.
Well, aren't you going to sit down?
Yes, yes I am.
Well, I'll leave you two lovebirds to it, I think.
We're not lovebirds.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes. You're married, you're sitting here together having a romantic dinner. There's still hope for you two.
Dad... Really, you've got to understand. I've told you it's for the school thing.
Yes, we hate each other, don't we, dear?
Absolutely, darling. Despise each other.
What am I hearing? A lover's tiff?
No, we were only joking, weren't we?
Of course, we don't hate each other in the least.
Well, it's lovely to see you two here. And you must be?
I'm a father.
Oh.
Father O'Flaherty, pleased to meet you.
Father O'Flaherty invited us down, Dad. He's the headmaster at the school.
Oh, it's not true, then, that saying. O'Flaherty will get you nowhere. He's got you here.
Dad.
Ah, you must be a very proud man. So many people these days succumb to the temptations of the flesh. You've got husbands carrying on with other women, sometimes openly flaunting them.
Yeah, it's terrible, that.
Adultery, bigamy, and it goes on right under your nose and you'd never know.
I just need to nip to the little boy's room.
Justin, what's going on?
Nothing.
Well, you're up to something, I can tell.
I'm not up to anything.
You better think about your son here, Justin, and not just about yourself.
Oh, that's a bit rich coming from you.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're the one who decided to split up.
And you're the one who decided to be totally useless.
You're the one who decided that what we had wasn't worth fighting for.
You're the one who didn't have the heart to fight.
Maybe that's because your gnarled, twisted claws dragged any trace of heart from me and let it swing slow as it perished before my very eyes.
Slight overreaction?
Yeah, to be fair, yeah.
Everything okay?
Where have you been?
Sorry, I ran into someone I know.
Oh, that's okay. Catching up?
Something like that.
I've ordered you some linguine.
Great! That's actually pretty nice.
Well, I was worried because they put parmesan on it.
I don't like to make a fuss. Hey, it's good in here though, isn't it?
Well, this pillow we're behind's a bit annoying.
It's fine. Intimate.
Intimate? I've been sat on my own for the last 10 minutes.
Look, Lisa, there's something I need to tell you.
Oh, God, you've realised you're gay, haven't you?
No, why do I seem gay?
Well, you're in showbiz, you're quite flamboyant, you've got a pink shirt on, you're getting a divorce and you haven't tried it on yet.
We're in a restaurant, we can't strip it off and do it on the table. There's bruschetta in the way.
I meant hold hands or something.
All right, that's OK then.
Well, you know, maybe I'm stupid trying to date a man who's just split up from his wife.
Maybe you are.
Are you all right? You know, you seem very distracted.
Pardon?
No, what are you looking at?
Oh, no, he's coming towards us. You've got to hide me.
Oh, is it a stalker?
Quick!
What are you doing? I said, hold my hands, get your head from out my bust.
Just wait till he's gone.
Justin?
There's no one here of that name.
Who are you?
I'm the headmaster of St. Ambrose. Justin, that's you, isn't it?
No.
Justin?
Oh, hello again there. Father O'Flaherty.
What are you doing sat over there? And who's she?
This is Lisa. She's a friend of mine.
Quite a good friend by the look of it.
I'm not just his friend.
What does this mean?
Well, what does anything mean, Father? That's one of the questions, isn't it? But it's not the question you've asked. Lisa isn't just my friend. She's also my sister.
Well, that's bad.
No, no. Not my sister, she's my niece.
That's not great either.
Justin.
Justin, what are you doing sat over here?
He's with his niece, although they seem to have a very unusual relationship.
I'm just going to the loo. These chairs are a bit low, I can't be too careful.
You're back, finally. What are you going to order?
I believe the linguine is excellent. Hey, look, I'm really sorry about before. You know, it's been a bit weird having to be civil to one another.
Hasn't it just?
I mean, it took me back, you know, when we used to go out to places.
Yeah, well, the past's the past, isn't it? We're moving on. We can't pretend. Well, apart from now, hold me hand.
What is going on?
What do you mean, what's going on? We're just a happily married couple. Look at us, holding hands.
What's going on? Who's this?
Lisa, this is Tanya. Tanya, this is Lisa.
Tanya? Why were you and Justin holding hands just then?
Who's this? Oh, might have known. It's the teenage shop assistant you've been sniffing round.
She runs an estate agent, and she's at least 30, if not more.
I'm 27.
Oh, I know what's going on here. Thought you'd sneak in a bit of a date on the side.
I thought she was his niece.
She's not my niece.
Well, that explains why he caught him in flagrante delicto.
What? I thought it was linguine.
Shame on you. Going behind your wife's back.
Typical.
It's not typical. In fact, it's very, very untypical. And what does it matter to you anyway? Mrs., let's get a divorce as soon as we can.
Divorce? That's unbelievably terrible.
Not as bad as this linguine.
Well, I don't really know what the hell's going on here, but I'm off.
Lisa! Lisa!
All right, everyone. Why the long faces?
Oh, it's all happening here. Your son-in-law is living a lie. Pretending to be married and carrying on with his niece or his sister or his I don't know what.
Oh, don't worry about that. Me and him live together.
And Everyone Quite Likes Justin, written by Justin Morehouse and Jim Poyser. You heard Anne Reed, Christine Bottomley, Queeve McDonald, Jim Poyser, Justin Morehouse, Lloyd Langford, Paul Copley and Susan Cookson. The producer was Steve Carney, and the show was recorded in the Contact Theatre, Manchester.
Oh, Gran, every time, why do I have to complicate things?
How have you left it with Lisa?
I don't know, I texted her. I'm going to ask her out again.
You're going to take your wife along next time and all?
No, that was a mistake.
Perhaps you can go on a double date with me and my new fella.
Your new fella, at your age?
80's the new 30.
No, it isn't.
Well, I can still give it a go, can't I?
Who is it, anyway?
Eddie Dobson. Used to go out with Eileen upstairs. You remember her?
Yeah, have they split up?
Sort of. Eileen's gone to Switzerland and she's not coming back.
She's emigrated?
Yes, let's call it emigrated. Any road... Eddie's free now.
Eddie Dobson? Eddie Dobson, him with a massive moustache?
I like a man with a muzzy.
Oh, Gran, please.
Reynolds Selleck. Remember him in Magnum? I'd have had them Hawaiian shirts off him before he could say aloha. Carlos Santana. Bob Carroll, geez. Hitler.
Oh, Gran, enough.
So, what are you doing about St Ambrose?
I got a little plan. Pass us one of them ginger nuts. I'm going to write a free jingle for the radio. What rhymes with St Ambrose?
You realise I know the older priest down there, Father Eugene.
And?
One word. Thorn birds.
Oh, you haven't.
No, I haven't. But I could. If it had helped, like.